If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tastesofchicago.com to order today.
Captain A.J. Zimmerman is in our studio, the Corps Community Officer at the Red Shield Center in the Inglewood neighborhood on the south side of Chicago. A.J., nice to see you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You and I met at the national kickoff or national meeting that was held in Chicago a couple months ago, right?
Yep, that's correct.
What were you doing there?
Well, I was just attending and also making sure that the guests got there safely and back to their respective hotel.
Oh, that's right, because there was also at that, because it was over at in Oak Brook at that old McDonald's campus.
Yes.
And so there were some issues about where you go and so forth. You were one of the people helping out.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be the Chicago, you know, person who knows it all, so.
Well, evidently you do, because, although you're actually from Detroit, right?
Yes, yes.
So tell me your story. How did you come to the Salvation Army?
So originally I came from the Salvation Army. I was I attended the after-school program. And so I was just there, you know, playing basketball, you know, being a part of the community. And, yeah, the Salvation Army basically completely changed my life. So I had some amazing leaders, some amazing people who saw something in me and invested in me.
Why do you say they changed your life?
Oh, because of my environment. So I'm originally from Detroit and from a not so good area. And, you know, a lot of people my age at that time was, you know, being killed, you know, being involved in like gang activity and things like that. And so, you know, I was with that crowd. And then I feel like the Salvation Army kind of pulled me out of that situation with the after school program and the basketball offerings.
Which is kind of the environment you're in now in Inglewood, right?
Yes, yeah, yeah. So that's probably what I love the most, is because I feel like I'm able to help people who are very similar to me in their upbringing. So coming from a broken home and also being in an environment that is not so safe, but being a safe haven, you know, in Chicago and in Inglewood.
You know, I know this is obvious, but I'm going to state it anyway. So many of those young adults and those teenagers and those pre-teenagers who are in trouble are a product of their environment. And if we could extricate them from that or improve that environment, give them an oasis there, maybe their lives take a completely different path. Our city is safer. Everybody wins.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, I've seen that's been my experience. So a lot of time people say, oh, those kids are bad, or oh, those kids are troubled. But, you know, in our facility, you know, they're just kids. And I think that they're given the blessing of being a kid at the Salvation Army. They're allowed to, they're heard. We ask them how they're doing, both, you know, emotionally and, you know, mentally. And I think that that's the difference, you know, that when you take a kid out of that negative environment and you put them into a safe one, they change.
So as what are you doing at the Croc Center then that does all of that?
Yeah, so in Inglewood, we are doing a lot of things. We have offerings from, you know, from zero all the way up to 99, even beyond. So we have basketball, of course. We have a fitness center as well, where people can come in at a very affordable rate. We also have an after school program that kids can come to, where they're bused from their school to our center for safety. And then afterwards, they're bused back home, just to make sure that they're good. We also have, we have church services, but we also do like food. So if we have food pantry, we assist people with their utilities. So we do a lot. We also partner with Cook County. And so we actually work with Cook County and one of our other facilities that's on our campus. And we help with people who've gotten in trouble with the law, and to help them get their record expunged and give back to the community. So we do a little bit of everything.
Seems to me like I remember there were computer labs or tutorial areas there, maybe not exactly classrooms, but spaces like that. Is there a swimming pool there also?
No, but we have everything but a swimming pool. Yeah. So, I mean, we have a gymnasium, an indoor walking track. We also have space for dance programs, space for music. We have space for, you know, computer labs and classrooms, dedicated classroom space, and fun spaces. So kids can come and play video games and things like that as well. So we have a little bit of everything.
And then who staffs this?
It's all of our Salvation Army staff and also our volunteers. So we actually have about a staff of 15. And then we also have a lot of volunteers. So a lot of people who are seniors who are looking for something to do, and they come out and they work at our front desk, and they also invest in our children.
So then the budget for this then, I guess, is that part of when I give to the Salvation Army, money is allocated to your center then? Is that how it works?
Yeah. So a lot of times we really focus on the food and the shelter, but this is a big aspect of what the Salvation Army does as well. We make sure that kids are safe, and then we provide that money when you're giving to the Red Kettle and when you're donating to the Salvation Army. It also goes to help children in communities like Inglewood. And so that money pays for like staff, that money pays for food, so that the children after school are getting a meal. That also play for their fun activities. So we do things like field trips, and we send kids to camp in the summertime. And so all that funding and all that donations also go to that as well.
This is such a beautiful city with so many opportunities, and it's a shame you sometimes hear kids from Inglewood or some of the south and west neighborhoods never get downtown. They never go to the museum. They never experience the greatness of this city.
Yes, 100%. I was shocked coming from Detroit, and then being all over the city and seeing all the sites, and then only to find out that my kids from Inglewood who lived there their whole life, went to downtown for the first time with me, and I was like, wow, I can't believe that. Didn't go to like the Shedd Aquarium and the zoo, things like that.
Tell me the story of a kid or a family that touched you or that you all have reached out to recently.
Yeah, I think that I have so many stories, of so many amazing kids. But one that comes to mind is we had two young men who just recently graduated from Inglewood STEM High School. And so now they're going to the Richard Daley College, so one of the city colleges. And they want to do well. They want to thrive in college, but they recognize that, given their situation and their environment, that they have some deficits. And so one of the kids has online classes, and he decided that so that he can keep up with his studies, he would come to the Salvation Army during his online classes so that we can hold him accountable to make sure that he does his classes. And that kind of touched my heart. I affectionately call that Captain's College. So they come in, they sit in my office, and I feel like I'm getting my second education as well from Richard Daley. Thank you. And they come and they want to be a part of what's going on. They want to succeed, and they're looking for people to hold them accountable. One of the kids said, if you see me on my phone, tell me to stop so that I can pay attention and I can become a better person and better to the society. And that just floored me. And I was like, wow, I feel like we're making an impact. Mm-hmm. And these are the same young men who I've had the privilege in my last 3 years of watching them, in sophomore and junior high and, being there at their high school graduation, supporting them when some of their family members couldn't.
So you're kind of a father figure there too, aren't you?
Yep. That's the best part of my job is I feel like my responsibility is to be the mentor and is to be, the second parent and to help them out.
Well, sign me up, Captain Zimmerman, the core community officer at the Red Shield Center. That's in the Inglewood neighborhood on the city's south side with the Salvation Army. There is a virtual kettle. You can go there right now, WGNradio.com. Make a donation and continue to fund the sorts of activities that AJ's talking about. Mm-hmm. We'll have a big fundraiser day later this month, but we'll take your money anytime you want to give it to the Salvation Army.
Amen.
AJ, thanks for coming in.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Keep doing what you're doing.